So are the views we've been hearing in these three coalition voting communities reflected more broadly? Has the burning of around 20 million hectares of Australia, along with the deaths and destruction of homes, really changed our views? Well, the local arm of the global market research company and consulting firm Ipsos conducts an annual survey of Australian attitudes to climate change and has just conducted the research for its 2020 report. Its lead researcher is Jennifer Brook. Jennifer Brook, welcome to The World Today.
Thank you.
Now, you were conducting your research for this year's climate change survey in the midst of the bushfire emergency. Did the fires have a noticeable impact on Australians' attitudes to global warming?
So in our 2020 research, we found that 69% of Australians agreed that the country is already being affected by climate change. And we have seen over the last couple of years a growing increase in the acceptance of human involvement in the causes of climate change, and certainly a steady rise in a call for action on climate change. So whilst we continue to see that trend, it's hard to say whether that is part of the longer trend or whether this did really push people this year.
You're still collating the results, but you say that you also found a growing urgency for action on climate change. Do you have the numbers on that?
That's right. This year, we had 64% of Australians agreed that we ought to be doing more to address climate change. And that's the highest recorded agreement we've had with that since we started measuring in 2014.
So are you picking up frustration or even anger with the government?
I think there's still a lot of confusion out there, despite the fact that this is a hot topic and there's lots of advice out there and lots of opinions. 55% of Australians agree that there are too many conflicting opinions for the public to be confident about claims made around climate change. So we know that there are very, very few outright climate change deniers in the community. That only hovers around about 3%. But there's still confusion. People aren't convinced about exactly what's being said and what the true story is.
So does that mean that there is also confusion about what action should be taken?
Absolutely. I think that that is hard because there are some very big system-wide changes that could be made to address climate change. And then there are the little bits and pieces that we can all do in our everyday lives. And I think that it's hard for the public to be certain exactly which of those actions are going to have most impact.
Now, we heard in that earlier story from Lithgow that while many long-term residents of this coal mining region are very, very aware of climate change and the need to act on it, they don't necessarily want to change their vote. As one of them said, they like their local member and he's been really helpful during the fires. Is that something that you're picking up around Australia?
Of course, the truth is that when people go to vote, they're taking into account all sorts of things. And we've seen the environment, which includes climate change, become the top issue facing Australia in recent times. So whilst I think that the environment and climate change is something that's really important to Australians right this moment, we know that when people cast their votes, they're thinking about all sorts of policy issues. And oftentimes those policies interact anyway. We do see attitudes vary according to voting intentions in our research. Having said that, we are still seeing coalition voters as believing in climate change, wanting greater action on climate change. So whilst there may be those differences, I think we are more alike overall as a community in terms of wanting action than we differ.
Another Lithgow resident said that for him, global warming is happening and coal contributes to it, but his main concern is the future of his community. Do you get a sense, talking to Australians, that they do want to hear more from the government about how it plans to help these coal communities who will bear the brunt of action to reduce emissions?
Absolutely. We did ask people about what they thought should be prioritised when this idea of transitioning to a greater mix of renewable energy sources. And the top one nationally was people wanted to make sure that the reliability of the energy supply to Australian households and businesses was maintained. But second to that was ensuring that people who work in non-renewable energy sector are helped to reskill and find alternative employment. This is top of mind for Australians. I think there's lots of talk about the importance of renewable energy sources, but not very much information about exactly how we get there and what that means for local communities.
I'm curious that despite the devastation, Your survey found that more people were optimistic about our ability to tackle climate change. Why do you think that is?
I wonder whether it's because this is a much more spoken about topic in recent months and in the recent years. There is perhaps an energy in the community that perhaps there's more to be discussed at the moment. The challenge is to harness that optimism, make sure that we are able to use that to address the issue rather than let that energy dissipate or let people get too depressed about the topic again in the future.
Jennifer Brook, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Jennifer Brook is the lead researcher on the Ipsos Climate Change Report for 2020. And we invited comment from the local members for the three electorates we visited, Bradfield's Paul Fletcher, Andrew Gee in Clare, and Scott Buchholz in Wright. All declined our invitation. But the federal government says it is committed to taking action on climate change while growing the economy and keeping energy prices down. It says Australia's 2030 target to reduce emissions by 26% to 28% below 2005 levels is, quote, responsible and achievable. It also claims this target will reduce the emissions intensity of Australia's economy by 2/3 and halve emissions per person by 2030.